The political fallout from a controversial loan taken on by Papua New Guinea's government 5 years ago continues to bite Prime Minister Peter O'Neill. But an issue over which the parliamentary opposition's been attacking the Prime Minister is now also proving problematic in its bid to remove him from power. Johnny Blades reports.
Peter O'Neill and other leading officials have been referred by PNG's Ombudsman Commission to a leadership tribunal over a $1.2 billion US dollar loan his government took on from Swiss-based investment bank UBS in 2014. The loan was nominally taken for the state to buy a 10% stake in oil and gas producer Oil Search, a major player in PNG's burgeoning petroleum sector. In Parliament last week, the Prime Minister said it was imperative for the state to secure its Oil Search shares. These were earlier lost after being mortgaged by the Somare government in 2009 as it sought finance to gain equity in the country's first LNG gas project.
But, Mr. Speaker, the Treasury Office said Oil Search investment is a strategic investment to government. So the company decided to offer government of Papua New Guinea at a special issue so that we can secure the 10%. Why? Because Oil Search, even today, is the biggest company in Papua New Guinea. It is the biggest taxpayer in Papua New Guinea, Mr. Speaker.
However, the leaked Ombudsman report found the Prime Minister failed to present the government's proposal on the borrowing of a loan from UBS's Australia branch in Parliament for debate and approval as required by the Constitution. Furthermore, Mr. O'Neill was found to have misled the Cabinet into approving the loan, among other irregularities. The opposition's justice spokesman, Karenga Kwa, says the deal and Mr. O'Neill's role in pushing it through was very suspicious.
In the end, we only held that share for about 12 months before it was foreclosed by UBS and sold. So, you see, we don't have those shares in our hands anymore because the state fell into default on that loan arrangement.
PNG was forced to sell its Oil Search shares when the stock price fell sharply, incurring a big loss. Meanwhile, UBS profited around $83 million US in fees, interest and trading revenue from the deal. Mr. Kwa says the financial professionals involved in arranging this loan must have known the transaction was bound to fail.
They would have seen this as a scam, a real professional scam, because everybody knew of the state's financial vulnerabilities. Its lack of cash flow to pay for that loan. Yet they created Monster so that in a matter of months it could fall into default and then you foreclose on the asset, cover yourself, but what is the people of Papua New Guinea left with? Nothing. And still paying a debt of 3 billion kina.
The Commission's findings also implicate the former Finance Minister, James Marape, who was found to have signed off the loan's approval as Minister despite knowing of irregularities and that his actions were improper. Mr. Marape resigned last month and is now the opposition's choice for alternative Prime Minister in a motion of no confidence against Mr. O'Neill, which it lodged last week. Being implicated in the Ombudsman report undermines Mr. Marape's own recent attacks on the Prime Minister regarding the loan. But the former Health Minister, Sir Pukatemu, who also left the government last month, has portrayed the Prime Minister as exerting too much control on state departments, overriding the authority of ministers.
I too left him. I resigned because I saw things were not working well. There were a lot of corrupt practices and there were governance processes from agencies and bodies of the state that the leaders did not support.
The Ombudsman's report, which was completed last December but only handed to the Parliament Speaker this month, is yet to be tabled in the House. Meanwhile, Mr. O'Neill has denied any wrongdoing, characterising the investigation as fatally flawed. This is Johnny Blades.